This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on this hour, we're going to have Merle Poon on, our Mythbuster. And Merle is going to tackle the myths that a person's stomach will explode by ingesting Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola at the same time, and that white people can't use the expression, "What's up my N-word," with black folks. Yeah, good luck on that one, Merle. Also later on, we're going to be talking to, I believe it's going to be Professor Jeff Dowder again, explaining how plants can fix genetic defects by using their predecessor's DNA. What in the hell?
I don't know. I didn't book it.
What kind of goofy crap is that? And we'll also be talking to, of course, Craig Hardy, headlines from a guy that gets his news in a bar. Find out what the hell he's got to say about the old Terri Schiavo story. You know what's crazy about that story is everybody wants the woman to... There isn't anybody that wants bad for her to happen, right? In other words, the husband wants her to die so she'll be out of her misery, and the family wants her to have some food so she'll be out of her misery. There's nobody here that wants the woman to suffer. And everybody's at each other's throats. It reminds me... Why, it reminds me when my own father died. Boy, you talk about people getting on each other's case. All you need is somebody croaking in your family. No kidding. I guess this, but this story is suspicious because it's just any story that is media created is suspicious to me. You got to understand. I mean, I realize there are many people who care, but the reason why you care, the only reason why you care is because we've been feeding this crap to you guys morning, noon, and night. You know that. That's the only reason why you really care. It's because we're just shoving it down your throat. Somebody took it on as you know, maybe a talk show topic somewhere, and now you guys are going to care about it, whether you like it or not. And it may represent something. I don't know what it represents. I don't know what it means. All I know is a whole lot of people say they're right. And I can't. It's not that clear to me. But one thing's for sure. Man, they are getting their money's worth. Woo! Wonder what it's going to be next year. I remember when it was the kid with the shark. Remember when the kid got eaten by the shark, got his arm cut off, or whatever, the kid's arm got eaten by that shark, and the uncle went in and pulled the arm out of the shark's throat? Remember that? Then it was 9/11, and that just washed everything out. Somebody's always bugged about something, man. Someone's always screwing something up, and someone's always right about it, and somebody else is always wrong about it. This woman is Terri Schiavo. You know, when I was in, I don't know, just starting things out in my life, like I was starting my radio career, there was a woman named Karen Ann Quinlan. Now, how many of you guys know the name Karen Ann Quinlan? You never heard of her? Well, I got news for you. She's the one that started all of this. Karen Ann Quinlan. See, you ain't never heard of Karen Ann Quinlan. That's all that was in the news for, like, it must have been 3 or 4 years. Karen, who was she? She was a woman who was in a coma. This is like 1976. And her parents, at that time, were fighting to have her taken off of life support. Because up to that point, up to the late, you know, mid to late 1970s, you kept people on life support. I mean, there wasn't any question. You never pulled anybody off of life support. There was no question at all. And I'm sure that this is behind a lot of this stuff. People want to go back to how it was, the good old days, right? When, you know, it was all about family values and things were really cool. But they don't remember that back in those days there were people fighting against it. And so for the very first time in the history of the country, maybe in the history of the world for all I know, I don't know, two parents said, no, we don't want our daughter to be this way. We want a court to allow us to take our daughter off of life support. This was a huge debate. Now, I don't know how Karen Ann Quinlan got into a coma, but if my memory serves, I think it had something to do with drugs. It was the time, who knows? Man, this went on for years. They finally got permission to pull her off the life support. And now all of a sudden they're fighting over it again. Right? Because now what it is, it ain't about the parents, it's the parents versus the husband. Well, I don't know. You know, one thing I've said to my wife, and I've always, you know, kind of held this to be the case, I'm kind of like Ralph Cramden. Your mother isn't coming in this house. You know, in other words, I'm number one, then your mom and dad are second. How's that? And the other thing that I always tell my wife is this. If anything happens to you, honey, as much as I get along well with her, and I do, I get along well with her mom and dad very, very well. But if anything ever happened to Maria, they would have me, man, I swear to God, her mother would call out the FBI on me. I swear to God. If anything, if I was as innocent, if I was as pure as the driven snow, same thing with you guys listening to me right now. Don't even worry about it. You got a mother-in-law? I swear, if anything ever happened to your wife, she would immediately think that you cut her up into hefty bags and left her on the side of a highway somewhere. I don't care if the night before she was toasting you as the greatest son-in-law in the history of the world. It's just the way it is. Like Mark's looking at me right now laughing. Maybe he doesn't know it's the truth. You'll find out, my man. You'll find out. That's why I tell Maria, I always go, God, please, be careful wherever you go, honey. Oh, you really love me that much? Not really. It's just I don't want your mother coming down on my case if anything happens to you. Yes, of course I love you, but... Man, her mom would come down on me like a broom. So that's what's going on with the Shivo thing, too. The whole in-law bit. Back and forth and back and forth. He must be... Man, have you ever heard people throwing around the word murderer? Good God. As a murderer. That's from listening to the mother-in-law too much. That's what happens. Good luck to them all is what I say. Glad it ain't my decision. Although if it was my decision, I know what it would be. Pull the plug. That would be what my decision would be. I did it on my own. I did it on my father. They said, do you want to keep him on life support or not? I said, no. Pull. You know, if he's done, he's done. They said, okay, thank you. You're welcome. That was it. No fuss, no muss. Plus, I'd had the conversation with my old man, and he very clearly said to me, if I'm ever in a situation where I need to be on life support, please, son, keep me on life support. Please. Sure, Dad, you bet. You can always have your faith in me. Thank you, son. You want to pull the plug on us? Yes. Beep. No, he didn't. My old man, I knew him. He didn't want to be like that. So I, you know, the doctor said to me, do you want to start officially respirating him? I said, does that mean life support? He said, yeah. I said, no. And so I put my hand on the plug in the wall, and I smiled, and the doctor took a picture as I pulled it out of the wall. I'm kidding. I'm sure. Say cheese. Click, click. No, I just said what I thought. I made the decision on behalf of the family, which was mine to make, and I did. All right, enough of that morbid crap. Oh, my God. Day in and day out with that. Look, everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die. You, me, all of us, man. Might as well live it up while you're here. And when you're done, you're done. What is this stuff about life is so... Life is precious. Yes, it is precious. You're right. And there's also a time when a guy gets to say, you know what, I ain't having such a good time anymore. I think somebody ought to just yank the old plug-a-roo on me, man. Take the tube out of my arm and send me west, please. Don't you remember Edward G. Robinson in Soylent Green? Why don't they stick her on a gurney and just send her right into the middle of like a beautiful flower field or something, and at the other end of it is a guy with a deer rifle? Just something, anything. God almighty, we hang on to life as if... Look, there's just no way around it, baby. You're dead meat at some point in your life, whether you like it or not. And all the weightlifting, all the running, all the jogging, all the money, and all the teeth whitening ain't going to change it. Dead. Just like in that movie Malcolm X. Red, you are dead, dead, dead. My man, Red. You putting a hurt on my vision. Forget it. So there it is. Phil Hendry's philosophy of life. You dead. 1-800-449-8686. I hate to be a bummer, but God, like I said, this stuff's been jammed down my freaking face all of like weeks on end until I want to scream. That poor lady, I feel just as bad for her as anybody.
Well, you know, Mr. Hendry, it's murder.
Give it a rest. Murder. You know what's murdering me is you. I got no problem looking at Terry Schiavo. It's all that collection of freaks outside the hospital that's giving me a headache. And those people with the tape over their mouth? What's that all about? What's that supposed to mean? They got a strip of tape on their kisser that says life. What? What is that supposed to mean? What, you know, what is this thing? You know, human beings are so egocentric, they think their life is just, oh my God. You're talking about a human life. You know, there's some, and I wouldn't disagree with that. There's some human life, though, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for, personally. Am I wrong? I mean, I don't know. I think there's a whole lot of folks down in Florida that need to get down to the unemployment office real fast, man. Maybe a lawn mowing job, some window washing, anything, something. Meanwhile, I bid on that rememberterry.com. No, I'm kidding. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we will be talking a little bit later on about, if I can find out, oh yeah, Mr. Poon will be on, our myth buster. And Craig Hardy with the news he heard in a bar coming up.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And now news from a guy who gets his news in a bar, Craig Hardy. How you doing? It's Craig Hardy, and here's some news I heard. It's a place called Durante's. I go to in Wilmette. And a guy, I was talking to a guy over there. I don't know if you know the place, right? Durante's in Wilmette. It's near the train line. But anyway, I talked to this guy who's usually in there on Tuesday afternoons. He's cleans off the shuffleboard, and he says that Jennifer Aniston is divorcing Brad Pitt because the way he put it to me was the guy's got a pinky in his pants, whatever that means. I guess you know what that means, but that's what she said. I mean, that's what he said that she said. I don't know if that's true or not. Another guy I know is there's a guy that comes in a couple times a week, drives the Miller truck. They found a little kid's fingerprints, apparently, all over Michael Jackson's Playboys, but only on the articles.
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
Then they said they found soft tissue from a dinosaur. Did you hear about that? And apparently they all died out because there's no Viagra back then to help them out. Another guy, I was talking to a couple of guys over here that just come in from a baseball game. They said they had another earthquake over in India. And they're also bringing up that tsunami thing again, so I guess they spent all the cash we gave them.
See?
Also, another guy told me, I don't know if you remember this band, The Crowded House. You remember that, The Crowded House? You remember the band, The Crowded House? The guy said the drummer killed himself. And I said, I'm sorry to hear it. I never heard of Crowded House. What is that, a Crowded House? He says, you ever heard of The Crowded House? I said, what? In what sense? He said, it's a group. He said, a group of what? He said, it's musicians. He said, and the drummer hung himself. I said, that's too bad. Here's that. I never even heard of him. The guy's dead already, you know. Anyway, that's what he said about this thing called a crowded house. The other thing I heard yesterday is Bush made a bunch of kids go out in the rain this weekend to look for chicken eggs out on the front lawn because he needed an omelet, which I think is pretty bad. Okay, that's it.
Headlines from a guy that gets his news in a bar, Craig Hardy.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah.
Father James McQuarters is going to join us right now. Father McQuarters, give us a little bit of an update on Pope John Paul. Father McQuarters, how are you doing, and how is the Holy Father?
Well, he's not doing well. He's fading fast. He's going down for the count. And, of course, we remind everyone to lend their prayers to the Holy Father.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, praying for Terry Schiavo, praying for the Pope.
Right, well, if you had to choose, I don't want to say it, but I'd say I would pray for the Pope before I prayed for her. That's my opinion, being a priest.
Well, can't you pray for both of them?
Well, sure you can pray for both of them, but you've only got so much time in the day, you know, so let's say I pray for Terry Schiavo and the Pope, yes. But I think Terry Schiavo and the Pope both teach us a lesson, that life is precious. Life, Phil, is a precious thing, and you can't take it too lightly. And I don't care what kind of life it is. The other day I saw a guy mixing a salad over here at Schaefer's restaurant. He had a bowl and he had all the salad. I said, what in the name of Christ are you doing? He said, I'm tossing a salad. I said, I hit him.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why'd you hit? He's tossing a salad. Why?
Because it's life. It's green and it's life. It's the green.
What are you? It's a freaking salad, man.
You know something, Phil? You could say the same thing about Terry Schiavo or the Pope, you know? And
hold on for a minute. Yes, David.
I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, Phil. How you doing, Father? Hey, very good, Mr. Howell. How you doing? Fine. I just heard you say tossing.
Oh, come on, man. The priest said it.
Oh, the priest said it. Now you want to lean on the priest like they ain't got enough problems. Yes, I understand why you're upset. I believe Phil was saying the word tossing, too.
You said tossing a salad.
Aha! You did it again! All right, what does that make tonight, bud?
Yeah, he said pulling ham and tossing a salad.
Pulling ham and toss a salad, that's two.
Thanks. Give me that in triplicate tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. There was a guy...
Some guy's tossing a salad, and you say that that's freaking beating up on life. Why? Because it's a green vegetable? Because vegetables are life?
Because vegetables are life, yes. Because vegetables are life. And because every piece of life has value. And even if Terry Schiavo and the Holy Father don't have much going for them better than a Maggio carrot, then I...
Get out of here. Been listening to this crap going on now weeks with your freaking Maggio carrot. Hey, man, tossing, pulling ham, what is it with you?
You said it.
I said pull a bone out of a ham, which is what my wife was making me do yesterday. Talking about a train, you got that guy coming down on me like that? Next thing, I'll have the FCC all over me because I said train, salad, and ham. Are you kidding? Have we lost our minds?
They're all dirty.
They're not freaking dirty. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, poker. I forget that. Oh, and Rod Price died. Can't say Rod. Man. Do me a favor, will you? Just step in front of a southbound train, will you? Unbelievable. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Yeah, that poor kid from Crowded House hung himself, huh? What the hell, man? There's only so much space in the TV, dude, and it's all taken up by Terry, so. You know, life is precious. I guess that guy didn't know what he was doing, huh? He didn't know how good he had it. Well, hell, he was in a rock band. Who knows what happened? Maybe they stole the money. They had that nice song called Don't Dream It's Over. Well, yeah, he hung himself, and that makes like the second Australian to do it. What was the other, the poor guy from NXS, Michael Hutchence? And I guess it just comes with the territory. I guess, you know, these guys get overwhelmed. But see, that's the whole thing. A guy says he wants to sit in his car and blow his brains out. What the hell's wrong with that? Guy wants to hang himself? Cool. The fact that it's illegal is the biggest joke in the world. Yeah, what do you want?
Guy's on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Phil, my name is Bob, and I know you have free CDs. I'd like you to give me one, Phil. Give me a CD. Give me a free CD.
I don't have free CDs.
Give me a free CD. Give me a free CD.
What is this guy doing?
He thinks he's going to hypnotize you.
Give me a free CD.
See ya. Okay, that was a great call. As I was saying, and by the way, no more weekend sports updates with Laurel and Hardy until we get the real music in here, okay? All right, tomorrow night, by the way, we will have Bobby and Steve Dooley on with their Terry Schiavo cavalcade of hits or whatever the hell it is they're going to do. They're going to go down there and try to free her. We didn't have her on tonight. We were, but we decided to let Brian Grant have the hour and butcher things even more. Catching flies. Oh, my God. And the reason why we had Brian on tonight as well is to give you an example of what talent the Lakers do have. It ain't at basketball, we know that. Brian pulls a pretty good little talk show down out of the, or is it maybe up, out of his rear end every now and again. And that one guy saying, how dare you compare the Lakers to Terry Schiavo? I got the comparison. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anyway, there's been so much that we've done on the show tonight, but seriously, or not, as the case may be, you know, the guy's calling in last hour and saying, how come you're making a joke about the whole Terry Schiavo deal, huh? Why is it so funny? Well, come on, man. What do you mean, catching flies with her mouth? Well, that's just in bad... It's murder. Oh, give it a freaking rest, will you? Why don't you close your big fat trap? You're catching a few flies, too. Everything's murder. Everybody got a... Do I dare use the word? Let me ask the FCC lady. Is it okay for me to say the term everyone, in terms of having anger, a hard-on for something?
No, it isn't.
All right, thank you. You know what I mean? Hey, let me ask you this. This isn't a stupid question. This is a good question. I don't know how many people are going to answer this for me. So she lays there like a vegetable for the rest of her life, and everybody leaves the hospital grounds where they had their big signs and their tape over their mouth, and then they go back to their trailers and feel good about themselves, and she's laying there with a tube in her nose for the rest of her life, and you feel good about that? I mean...
Even that's better than death.
Really? Says who? I just went to church yesterday. My wife drags me to Catholic Mass a lot, which I kind of dig it. I like to see the priest there with his robes, and they all run around, and, you know, swinging incense buckets and stuff. It's cool. And anyway, the guy talked about a guy named Jesus. Now, I don't know if you heard, but this dude said that death is no big hang-up. Wasn't that his thing? Isn't that what all these people down there are talking about? Jesus this and Jesus that, God this and God that? They want to cram their religion down your throat so much, you'd swear to God, I mean, you can't make a move. You can't even go into the Waffle House, man, for one lousy cup of coffee. When I say lousy, I mean it. Without having some no-tooth waitress walk up to you and say,
have you seen what's in the good book today?
I just read a thing here where they had to throw out a guy's death conviction. You want to know why? Because the jury was consulting the Bible. Now, you figure if they're consulting the Bible, maybe they want to vote the guy, you know, life in prison but not death. No, they went to the Bible to justify giving him the death penalty. So they said they had to throw out the Bible, otherwise the guy'd be, they'd cook him. Dig that. What did you do? You looked at the Bible? Yeah, we want to see what Jesus had to say about it. What did he say? Fried a guy. I don't know, man. What part of it are you reading anyway? So that's what's going to happen, see? They're all down there right now. Then they're going to go back to their homes on wheels, and they're going to peel the tape off their kissers, take their kids down to the Little General and get them another bucket of, oh, I don't know, maybe some you know, fruit punch and get a few more Hostess cherry pies and go home and flip on whatever the hell, Oprah. And in the meantime, Terry Schiavo's down there with a tube coming out of her nose, sitting there like a high-priced carrot for the rest of her life. The most expensive carrot in the history of the world. I mean, I don't mean to be cruel, but come on. Everybody gonna feel good about that? All the TV cameras are going to go away. There ain't going to be TV cameras there anymore. And she'll look exactly like that, except she'll have, like, gray hair in 20, 30 years. And everyone's going to feel all really bitching that they helped save her life? I mean, I don't know. But I will tell you this much. Like I said, I was there, man. I saw my old man. He was laying there. He was dead as a freaking doornail, Jim. He is in a coma. And I saw his heartbeat going down and down and down and down. And wasn't a hard decision for me at all. Now, that's just me, and I'm probably a cruel bastard, and I understand that. But I didn't feel that way at the time. I just looked at the guy, and I said, well, he's not going to want to live like this. What are you talking about? Well, and we can artificially respirate him. You know, we can, do things with the lungs and everything. But no. There's no way. There's not a chance in hell. No. Uh-uh. And I think at that time, my dad's wife, my stepmother, even said something like, well, don't you think we ought to? I said, all I know is what he told me. He said, he doesn't want that. Now, the other thing that's really kooky are these attorneys. One of them said, yes, she did say, I want to live. How do you know that? Because we asked her, if you want to live, say it. And they said that she got out, you know. Well, how about have you ever heard of blink your eyes or something like, how about making it easy for her? Terry, if you want to live, blink your eyes. No. Terry, if you want to live, say, I want to live in four languages, please. Now go. Great. See? I told you. Anyway, like I said, so when my old man finally died, they stuck the body bag on him and goodbye, man. That was the end of that. We even had him cremated. Went out to the ocean. A quick breeze picked up, blew some of them on my pants. What are you going to do? That's how dignified, I'm telling you, that's how dignified death is. You can't, all the ceremony of man cannot possibly get rid of the fact. My old man croaked. We had him cremated. And for his funeral, he was in something the size of a shoebox, right? Now, between the time he was cremated and the time we had the ceremony for his funeral, it was like 3 days. So I picked up the box and I had it in the back of my blazer for 3 days. Plus, and now during that 3 day period, I had like two rounds of golf that I played and I had to change a flat. So I'd be opening up the truck, going, how you doing, Dad? And just pulling out tires, getting my golf clubs. There's a box sitting there with my old man's ashes in it. Well, what am I going to do with them? You know, later on, somebody said to me, well, why didn't you put it in a respectful place? Well, what do you want me to do? Put a little freaking altar there in the living room? I guess I could have. I don't know. I had it there, ready to go, man. You know, there's this box, Dad's ashes, you know, and a spare. I distinctly remember having to change a flat and just moving the box out of the way, pulling the flat out of there. You know, got the golf clubs out. So anyway, the day comes, and my sister chartered a beautiful yacht, and we went out, and we spread his ashes at sea. And I got on the stern of the boat, and I had a knife, big, big freaking, you know, the kind you shuck an oyster with. I mean, it's huge. And I cut this bag open, and the ashes went out, but I remember kind of a quick little breeze, you know, and like half of them got on my pants. So I had to ask the captain, you got a whisk broom or something, man? So I stuck my leg out over the ocean and whisked my old man off. You know, in other words, sometimes you spread someone's ashes and sometimes you just have to whisk them into the ocean. And then that was the end of that, man. We said a few prayers and goodbye, baby. That's that. Or if you choose, worm food, man, but it's all the same. So that's how that went. But I know it's a tough decision, man. So I don't second guess anybody. That's my little morbid philosophy for today. Thought I'd just weigh in on that. Don't want to bum anybody out. I certainly don't want to judge anyone. Although some days, oh man, some days I feel like it. All right. So tomorrow night it'll be Bobby and Steve here on the Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah?
Well, it was just a tune that I wrote.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter?
Because I don't want to hear any more Terry Schiavo shtick, that's why.
Well, you're doing it all night.
I ain't been doing it all night.
Well, it's just a song that I wrote about it, and about what's going on about it.
What is it? Is it shtick, or is it...
No, it's not shtick. It's serious. It's just how I feel about it, that's all. And I was just going to do it on the bongo drums.
What, on the bongos?
Yeah, I don't, you know, because I'm a percussionist, basically.
What's it called?
It's called Goodbye Terry Schiavo.
Schiavo. The minute I hear shtick, man.
There's no shtick.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's just percussion.
Go ahead.
Goodbye, Terry Schiavo. Though I never knew you at all, your mug was on TV, and it made my girlfriend bawl. Goodbye to...
See, right there.
What?
Mug was on TV.
Oh, give it a rest, man. You're talking about everybody giving rest. Why don't you give rest?
Go ahead.
Now I gotta start all over again. Goodbye, Terry Schiavo. Though I never knew...
Oh, the little light lilting thing going on there, man?
Sorry, man. I got carried away. Here you go. Father McCorder, you could do it better than me.
I don't know.
What, is he there?
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. Goodbye, Terry Schiavo. Though, okay, you know this part. Though I never knew you at all, your mug was on TV and it made my girlfriend bawl. They said you weren't Mongo, but in a cult...
What do you mean, Mongo?
What?
See, I told you no shtick.
I'm just trying to sing it, man, from my heart. I'm sorry, man. I don't have a command of the language like you does.
Go ahead.
Goodbye, Terry Schiavo. Though I never knew you at all, your mug was on TV, and it made my girlfriend bawl. They said you weren't Mongo, but in a coma kind of sleep. Folks wanted to feed you, but your husband was a creep. Oh, and it seems to me you lived your life in bed like a carrot with a wig.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. As soon as you get the carrot with a wig, man. That... Okay, 1-800-449-8686. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let's go to Clara. Hi, Clary, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Mr. Hendry. I'm very grateful that you're talking about the Terry Schiavo case.
Oh, boy. You know, I got to tell you, ma'am, I know Harry put your call through. I'm tired of talking about it.
I just had a question for you, though, sir. I know you're tired. I think we're all tired of it. But I did have a question. I want to ask you a question about it. And I think I had a right to ask a question.
Okay.
I wanted to know why I saw Woody Allen and George Kennedy. Are you familiar with who they are?
Woody Allen and George Kennedy. You know who Woody Allen and George Kennedy are, Mark? Woody Allen and George Kennedy. George Kennedy, the guy from Cool Hand Luke?
Yes, the man who said, My Sweet Louise.
Yeah.
Why are they on the news talking about Terry Schiavo?
Woody Allen and George Kennedy?
Yes. I just saw them today, and they had a bunch of reporters around them.
That's not Woody Allen and George Kennedy. That's Terry Schiavo's parents.
Oh.
Get out of here, will you?
My bad.
Yeah. What's Woody Allen and George? Were you watching with the phone calls, bud?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's Woody Allen.
Are you a nitwit or something? I don't know. I haven't even noticed her parents. I saw one guy. Didn't look anything like anybody. Looked like freaking Jerry Buss to me. Could have asked why Jerry Buss was on there talking about it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. The email address of the Phil Henry Show is phs@philhenryshow.com. And we had an email today, as a matter of fact, asking if we could make our Miami material, because we played a flashback last week from our Miami days from 1995 that everybody really dug. If we could make that stuff available, and I think I might work on putting a CD together of all of our, you know, all of our Miami stuff, and making that available for the benefit of my friend's place. On April the 17th, there's going to be a comedy show at the Alex Theater in Glendale featuring Christopher Titus, Bill Maher, and Joe Rogan. All the proceeds go to my friend's place. And if you want tickets, you can hit up the Alex Theater there in Glendale, California, if you're going to be out visiting, vacationing, if you live in town, if you're near town, if you're sleeping under a bridge anywhere near there. Anything or all of those things combined, you might want to help out the kids at my friend's place. That'd be a very beautiful thing. You know, you can stand around sweating Terry Schiavo, or you can help kids that are like walking around out in the street. Who have, you know, they got life too. They got a ton of it. It's misdirected. It's misguided. It needs, you know, a little bit of help and a little bit of, you know, a little, somebody ought to come up and say, hey, you know, we give a crap about you too. Instead of hanging around down of that a hospital down in freaking Florida, you talk about people that need a little bit of help staying alive. Jesus. Right down here in Hollyweird. These kids are out there on the street. They're kids. In other words, as in not adults yet, kids, as in minors. You want to give somebody a hand instead of crying and complaining about Terry Schiavo. There's a whole bunch of kids down there that could use a little bit of help. And you know what? You help them, you're going to turn them into some people who might turn this world around a little bit for us. I mean, they could turn into like productive members of society and, you know, not what they currently are, an incarceration problem or worse. So that's one reason to either pick up one of our best of CDs or go out and see those guys on the 17th of April. And another reason is, well, because the CD's funny and so are those guys. There. So you get two cool feelings in one. All right, I want to thank Herb Sewell, David Hall, certainly our weekend sports anchors Laurel and Hardy, Adolf Hitler, Brian Grant, especially you, Brian, thanks very much. Craig Hardy, Father James McCorders, and that creep Bob who wanted to get a free CD, Jeff Dowder for his song Goodbye Terry Schiavo, and Clara Bingham, who wanted to know why Woody Allen and George Kennedy were talking about Terry Schiavo, only to find out that's actually her parents. And no, Woody Allen and George Kennedy ain't her parents. It's world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, it'll be Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley tomorrow night with their big cavalcade, man, their big caravan down to Florida. It's Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.